Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your late Friday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swigger. I think I jinxed myself yesterday. Normally, Fridays is a lot earlier, so today's going to feel like Thursday's show, well, at least to me. It's the 12th of February, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way on this Friday in around 5 minutes. Well, we're starting off in the UK today about how all the political figures have just went completely against people's wishes. Remember that powers bill we've been talking about on and off over the last few months? Well, yep, Parliament said, yeah, give it the green light, let's go it. And of course, on top of all this, this means that UK citizens' browsing history will be recorded for 12 months. And all of your lovely browsing history will be available to the police without a single warrant. Now, of course, many ISPs and lots of companies, including Apple, Google, Facebook, you name it, they submitted it, actually pointed out to the community that these records would contain sensitive information about citizens' political, religious, and sexual preferences, as well as their health and daily activities. ISPs actually went on to say that storing all of this data would be a technical challenge. Oh, UK citizens, get ready for the bumpy ride, because it's coming. Here's something I don't think we've ever talked about on the BTN News Show. MySpace. Remember that thing? Yeah, it seems like a distant memory, doesn't it? Well, not according to Time Incorporated. Yes, the people that make Time Magazine. Yeah, they've decided, hey, let's buy that. In a press release, Time Incorporated actually said this move is mostly just technical, saying it allows the company to gain more registered data to grow ad technology and quality content. So yeah. Hint, if you still got a MySpace page over there, they own your butt now. Of course, the financial terms of the deal was not disclosed. Never is it? But being the fact that MySpace hasn't been a space for quite some time, I get the feeling it was dirt cheap. In any case, I'm sure Tom Anderson's happy today. Well, Google has decided to kick Flash's ass out the door. Now, although there's still some display ads on the websites that use Flash, yeah, Google's about ready to kick that to the curb. In a recent post to the Google Plus AdWords page, Google said it's been pushing its partners to use HTML5 instead of Flash, saying it's much more efficient and a modern alternative. It actually enhances the browsing experience for more people on more devices. Google's kind of sounding like Steve Jobs right now, aren't they? The full changes we're all going to start seeing around June 30th of this year. That's when you're no longer going to be able to upload display ads built in Flash to AdWords and DoubleClick. Then by January 2nd, 2017, yep, Flash is officially gone. Meanwhile, over at Adobe, the board meeting went down this afternoon with the only comment we're hearing is, oh, sh**. And finally, you might remember way back when Einstein's theory of relativity, and people were saying, eh, maybe, I don't know. Well, guess what? Einstein was right. The National Science Foundation, along with MIT, have confirmed the existence of gravitational waves. Yeah, those ripples in space-time. Their 2-laser-infrometer gravitational wave observatory, let's just call it LIGO, shall we, detected and measured atomic-scale differences on September 14th of 2015, and actually pointed to the collision of black holes 1.3 billion years ago, triggering, yes, gravity ripples that can only just reach Earth. Now, of course, other than proving Einstein was right, these findings will also give us a new way of how we study the universe now, such as collisions between black holes, neutron stars being torn apart, supernovas, the list goes on and on. Oh, I can already hear Einstein's brain in that jar right now going, you're damn right I was right. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website for everything that is British Tech Network. britishtechnetwork.com is the destination for that. You can follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And you can be part of the BTN community by getting over to our Slack page, britishtech.slack.com. As for the new show, my apologies for the late Friday edition. I know I'm probably making you think, hey, wait a minute, is it Thursday? I thought it was Friday. No, it's definitely Friday. So that means new show will be taking the weekend off, but don't worry, we'll be back on Monday getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, hope your Friday's going well. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. And thank you very much for listening.